This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. The Baton Rouge Blues Festival is coming up on Saturday. The lineup includes Henry Gray, Little Freddie King, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, Dr. John, and Little Buck Senegal. The Louisiana Music Hall of Famer, Zydeco Master, and Guitar Slinger joins me from KRVS in Lafayette. Hi there.
That's right. How you doing?
Has it always been electric guitar for you, or?
No. I played the box, a big harmony guitar, you know, box guitar. I played that for about 4 or 5 years, you know. I couldn't afford to buy electric guitar. You know. The guy that was teaching me, he had electric guitar, 1953 Fender Telecaster. And he would bring it by the house sometime and with a little bit of amp and leave it for 2 or 3 days, and I'd just wear the house out with it, right?
Mm-hmm. What did you like about that sound and how different it was from the box guitar?
Just that it was loud, you know. And, well, much easier to play because I got small fingers, little hand, because them big box guitars would kill you, you know. You try to play about an hour or two with that, you're hurting. And I can tell you this little story here. First time I went to get a guitar, electric guitar, in New Iberia at Romero's Music. So the man said, he told my dad, he said, you can't fool no Fender guitar, you can't fool that. But can the little boy play? I was standing back of my dad. My dad said, yeah, he said, plug up a guitar. He plugged one and gave it to me. He told my dad, he said, I'm gonna let you have this guitar, but you gotta come bring me $10 every Friday on the guitar. We leave from Lafayette to New Iberia to go to New Iberia, bring $10 every Friday, $10 every Friday, till I paid it out.
So your dad bought you your first electric guitar?
Yeah. He said, son, he said, don't waste my money. If you don't want to play that, leave it alone, you know. But we're not going to buy it. I said, yeah, I want it. I want an electric guitar. I want it. He said, don't worry, I'm going to play it.
And did he come and listen to you?
Yeah, he loved it. You know, on Friday when he get off, I'd play on the side of the house. He'd bring watermelon, or my mama then would make ice cream for the neighbors. And I'd just sit down out there, be playing, and the whole yard get full, you know.
Clifton Chenier is one of the Zydeco greats who you played with for a long time. What did you learn from him and being part of his band?
Well, I learned how to be a man that's number one, a band leader, and I learned how to play the blues from him. All his music, if you listen to it, after he finished a little Zydeco, all the slow songs is all blues, you know.
That you started picking up on playing behind Clifton Chenier, playing the blues?
Well, you see what it was. I was counting measures, you know. How long you stay on the one, how long you stay on the four, how long you stay on the five, you know. Four bar blues, you know, four count on each note, you know, on each chord. And that's it.
And it sounds like you really enjoyed the music. I mean, it was a shift that you made and stuck with it.
It was the blues. You could express yourself more, you know. Sometime in a Zydeco, you might play 9 songs and don't play one solo, just rhythm, you know. But the blues, if you're playing the guitar, you can express yourself. You got to cut loose. And looking at the people, see them enjoying themselves, you know, it even make you better, you know. The closer the people are to me, the better I feel, the better I play too.
Little Buck Senegal, master of the Stratocaster. It's really good to talk to you. We're going to talk more on Saturday backstage at the Blues Festival, and you've also got a set on Saturday on the Swamp Blues stage, so people should come on out and hear.
I hope they come out and come stand up right on me.
Okay, great.
I've got something in my fingers.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.